Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. Man, it is Monday. We're in the late night. It's crazy being in late night again. And, heck, man, we are 2 hours. The show's been for 2 hours, so definitely buckle your seatbelts. You know, a lot more music, a lot more interviews, a lot more stuff going on Life After Dust, man. And this week is the week to start it up really greatly. And I just appreciate everyone that's been supporting this the movement, making sure, you know, it's where it is today. And heck, you know, that's what you do. A lot of times, a lot of people, they get discouraged when stuff doesn't chronic work the way they wanted to, and they give up. And don't give up. I mean, y'all always see me, and y'all, there's a lot of background stuff I have to go through all the time. And if y'all really saw some of the background stuff, y'all would give up sometimes with me, like how I do. So just do it right and whatnot. So, with today's show, let you know everything's going today's show. Of course, we got more music. That's what we're going to be bringing out from now on, way more music there. Yeah, because we got plenty more time to do it, so big ups for that. And we got some more hot news, hot mess, whatever. And then, of course, up today's guest, my boy Hustle Boy. We'll be checking in with his track on Friday night. And we're going to chop it up with him about what he's got going on and how he got started or whatnot. So definitely a very great show up ahead for y'all. And hey, we'll go ahead and go to some music, and then when we come back, we'll go into some of the news. All right, so these first few tracks we're going to play for today's show, let's start out really light first. Let's go with my boy, Elder Bars Jr. This is Your Love Is Real. Since a lot of y'all getting ready for Valentine's Day, we got to do it right. All right, so I'm going to start with that, and then, have my feeling after that, have my feeling. Let's go to Tia Hubby's Party Remix right to that. So here we go. This is Elder Bars Jr.'s Your Love Is Real right here on Life After Dust Live with your boy, Sadie J.
Yeah. I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real.
So real.
And I can't help how I feel, love loving you.
Oh, yeah.
And you loving me,
oh, yeah.
So sweet, 'cause your love is real. The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little things like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love loving you. Then we apply, and I deserve what is coming, 'cause I do try, giving my everything, try. All will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love loving you.
Tonight, ain't no stopping tonight, yeah. And I'm going down the
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So Life at Dusk Live. Man, that was two hot songs. First was the boy Elder Bards. I was Junior. That was his song, Your Love Is Real, just in time for Valentine's Day. And then we had my girl T. Holy Party Remix. So big up to that. It ain't Friday, but heck, every day is like Friday to me. All right. So we got a lot of crazy news coming up, man. All of our news, you can catch all of our news over on MediaTakeOut.com, International-Hip-Hop.com, and you can also find it on www.ClumsyCurtis.com. Now, see, that's the thing. Some of the people that be doing these news names, man, they don't want to give credit to the people they get it from. That'd be like, y'all got to feed the Ripley. I need y'all to, come on, do it right, man. Do it right. Show love to the people that made the stuff. All right, so, man, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in today's news, man. Where the heck should I start? Now, that's some particular story I'll be sharing later, because just the tone of it is really going to sadden a lot of people. So we're going to talk about it in the second hour of the show, because we got a special song for that as well. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Let's go with this first one, man. It's always, you know, nothing just can't go right for Grammys. It's always got to be a lot of hot mess going on. So, first off, we're going to go ahead and go into Nicki Minaj. Oh, man, what the hell is happening with you? So, apparently, some drama going on with her and her boyfriend. You got to get to the bottom of this. And other stories got to come up for you in a second, too. I will be chopping up. I'm Cynthia from MATL, Real Wise at ATL. We're chopping that up. And then we're chopping up them Franchise Boys, leader of the group. We're chopping up about him. And who has the worst way of hiding their baldness than LeBron James in the NBA? We'll be chopping that up too. this set of stories coming up from right now. All right, so first up, we're going to Nicki Minaj, in which Young Money just stays with drama. But hey, if it wasn't for them, a lot of times we would have all this drama that we have on the Hot Mess all the time. So, of course, this is Hot Mess. Album is coming up. This isn't any hot news from this round. Sorry. Okay, so apparently Nicki Minaj and her boyfriend, Scott Beasy, get into a heated argument right before the Grammys, a few minutes before the Grammys, actually. And I just don't know, guys. I don't know what's going on with all that. Let's see. Okay, so apparently during the afternoon, they had, as a result of the fight, she actually got kicked out of his house, actually. Ooh. So, according to a member of Young Money, Nicki and her boyfriend have been going through some issues for many months. Of course, y'all, you know, we've seen her and Drake flirting all the time and whatnot. But anyways, they got to a heated argument right before the Grammys over what Nicki Minaj was apparently wearing. So, oh, man. What the hell? I mean, yeah, she picks up the most craziest stuff to wear, y'all. She does. I'm just peeping like this. I guess, but when she does some crazy things, she keeps y'all talking about them, and she's me talking about it too. So, I guess. I don't know, man. They got in an argument over that and kicked her out over what she was wearing. I don't know. It had to be much more than that. I can't believe it's. I mean, just I've seen way worse things she's put on than that. I pretty much have. But of course, any main music show she's gonna be at, she's gonna do something crazy. Okay, so going on to Sissy from ATL, Real Wife of ATL. Apparently, her husband spent the hotel in Miami without his wife. Okay, so apparently. He was seen paying for cab fare for two identified females who arrived to the hotel with some luggage, and he's doing the most. not one woman, but hell, two women. God dang, this dude right here. I mean, he's like. You know, a lot of times you catch these stories. It's always people doing so with one person, but. Wow. Let's look. I'm looking. I'm just trying to look, man. Wow. Wow. I'm just looking at the y'all. I'm looking at the pictures. Y'all get a chance to go look. The pictures of these ratchet behind chicks that he's talking to. Oh my God. It just goes to show, like, I don't understand that. Like, I'm not condoning cheating, but damn it, if you're gonna cheat, make sure the chick look better than the chick you talk to. I don't understand it. I mean, I know people personally who I've seen do that, like, they have a very nice looking girl they talk to, and then they go cheat up with some ratchet, bottom of the barrel looking chick that I just don't understand it. Peter, you're freaking dumb, bro. That's all I gotta say. On that note, I mean, some of y'all might think that Nicki Minaj dressed up was worse, but actually, Peter, you get the. Get the cricket award of the night, bro. I can't do it, man. I can't do it with you. You get the cricket award of the night. I just don't understand it. Like, why do y'all? I don't understand y'all. I mean, really, I need someone to tell me seriously how that makes any sense that for you to try this, you talk to someone as ugly as people. God damn, you just. I mean, I know Lil Wayne said if every girl in the world, dang, you gotta be a cutoff. All right, so moving on to the next thing. Apparently, as a groupie who is a blasting out on the lead of the Franchise Boys is
Tina.
And apparently the leader of Render Boys on Pimpin', he also one of a group he decided to show a picture that he sent there of his penis and all that, whatever. I'm getting tired of penis things, guys. God dang it. I mean honestly I'm just really trying to get to the point where I just don't really believe that this is so accidentally put online, you see. Y'all do this on purpose. Y'all hope one of these little groupies do that so y'all can get first. But it is, man, more love to you. Shout out to the Franchise Boys, one of the first shows actually heard on Blog Talk Radio because my sister, who does a show every now and then, she was actually, far away from there. Actually stepped there to the show, and that was, really weird. I was like, okay. Okay, so going on to the baldness thing, man. Now, a lot of y'all make fun of LeBron because he always hiding his hairline. That's the craziest thing. Wow. I'm freaking through. Carlos Boozier decides that his idea to hide his bald spot is using shoe polish. I'm done with you. I'm really done with you. I'm really done with you, bro. I'm looking at it, man. Like, this is crazy. Like, he looks like if you like see like a Lego. You know how like when the Legos had like the little hair or something, how shiny it looks or whatever. That's how his hairline looks with that goddamn shoe polish. Carlos, thank you for cutting your hair after realizing that that was a hot mess. You know you're going bald. Just cut it. Just burn this. Let it go, man. It's no cut. Don't turn it back. Let's go turn it back once you're there, man. You got to do something. You got to do something quick. You didn't do anything quick enough, bro, so it got you. I'm sorry. So sorry, man. All right, so that's everything coming for our media takeouts. Man, definitely check out some of the stuff that's going on there. A lot of the Grammys. Man, there were a lot of people say that Nicki Minaj's performance last night was pretty bad at the Grammys, too. And apparently, you know, I don't want to give a darn. Chris Brown apparently decides to perform yesterday without any drawers on under his jeans. I go check that out and see what's going on. Now, apparently, they say that Brianna was it has been said that Brianna was the finest one at the award show yesterday. So the Grammys, she was the best looking one, and I had to look myself to see if I concur on that. She was. I have to say she was. I give them that because she looked very like Rihanna's. She's trying to slowly turn, give us a little bit of that. She still got that edge, crazy edge that we all know about, but just slowly getting us the good girl we all first met when she first came on the scene. So I guess to be honest, shout to your PR people for putting you up on game with that and whatnot. All right, now I got one more story I want to definitely go in on this before I leave media takeout for today. It's a lot of hot mess going on. Now, apparently, Amber Reed, which is, man, one of the finest women in the game. apparently, they were roasting her yesterday at the awards. They said that, it's not right. Yeah, not right, man. Apparently, that her hairstyle reminds her of, wow, Three Stooges. I'm done with y'all, man. I'm done with y'all for the night. I'm going to go ahead and go to some more music, and then we come back from the music break. We should have my boy. I'm Hustle Boy in the building. All right, so this is Sin Rights. I'm No Liars, and then we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J. Let's go.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area, area. Sin Right in your area, area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area, area. EMP in your area. Sin Right in your area, area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
Takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams without a squirrel scene. We bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the Sin Show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist. It's time she popped off in public places. In the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human. She has junk in the trunk. It's faceless. She gives it to me like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high. She teaches that firefight in school, so I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that ass on fire. Putting all lights on you.
When I feel like those goofy takes me higher than yours. This bitch on fire with no lights to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud nine, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same shelter, Swiss and mozzarella. The top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, just over what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no light.
It's
no
light, it takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite's the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Everybody, this is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL, and whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddy J on The Dusk Spot.
We're back. Man, hope y'all enjoyed that quick song break. It was my boy, Sin Wright, that was No Lighters. Definitely check it out. All right, so we're getting ready to do one here. Check on the phone lines. I think that's my boy right there in the building. Let's see that hustle boy right there. Check it out.
What's up? What's up, this hustle boy?
What's good, bro?
What's up with you, man?
Not much, man. I'm glad to have you in the building, man.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. Much love, man. Had to come here, come through and show some love, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Your boy, Mr. Jeter, put me up on you, so yes. So, big ups to him, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the CEO, man. You definitely, man. Definitely putting on for All In 2556, man, and the whole All In Entertainment level, man. But, you know, God had to come kick it with you, man. That's an honor, actually, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So, first off, let's go and get a little bit about you, man. Let everyone know who you are, and then actually, like, what led you into music? Because everybody always has like a different story how they got in. It's sometimes it's most interesting to the most, just like simple.
Well, basically, like I said, my name is Hustle Boy, residing from Detroit, Michigan. And basically, what led me into music? Man, I've been actually doing music since about I was, let's say, 10, 11 years old. What made me kind of fall into it is I have an older cousin. He kind of, you know, influenced me and kind of watching, you know, definitely the greats like Jay-Z, Lil Wayne and all them, you know, coming up, seeing, you know, them doing their thing. And I just always had a gift of gab. So I just kind of wanted to really make people listen to my words, and I felt I had something to say. So that's kind of what really led me into music. And I probably, like, really started, you know, doing it heavy. Like, I picked up probably back in, like, 2009. So ever since then, I kind of been, you know, kind of progressing more. And actually, I started off making beats first. And, like, I you know, I always was kind of nice with both of them, but I just kind of started doing more of the music, like, far as, like, the rapping more. I started getting that more intact. So now I just really focus more on, you know, the artist aspect. And, you know, I still do a little producing, but, like, I had to get my artist aspect in depth. So, you know, really, man, that's what really led me into the music, man. And ever since then, man, you know, I just continue to progress, continue to learn more, you know, try to, you know, learn the whole music business and, you know, the ins and outs about it, man. So I keep grinding, man, and keep on progressing, man. That's really all it's about.
All right. So, I mean, so I guess it's safe to say that you like being the artist more than being the producer.
I would say that, you know, I do like kind of being an artist more than being a producer. You know, it just because, you know, I feel like I got something that, you know, I need to be heard. Like, my words need to be heard, and, you know, the message I'm trying to put out there just showing that, you know, hard work does pay off, and, you know, showing that, you know, I do have a voice in the music. So basically just, you know, I kind of like to, you know, like behind the boards is cool, but I just wanted people to really, you know, get more familiar with who I am as a person. So I just figured, like, being an artist is the best way to do that.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you. I know how you mean. Like, me, I fought DJ in the club for a long time. Like, I just want to be just the personality or be the person to do the promoting of it. I see that. I should never fought that. Like you said,
yeah,
like,
man,
it's easier getting after putting the other part of the entity out there more. So that's most definitely.
All
right,
man.
So like basically, like, who's like some of the people that's influenced you into doing music? Like,
well, I would say,
I mean, that's a person I see right there. That person is hot. I wouldn't be that person, but better.
Well, truthfully, like, who really influenced me in music, I got to really say, like, I listen to a lot of Tupac, far as, like, I said before, Jay-Z, who else, DMX, Nas, I would say, and kind of like the new era cats, I would say Jeezy, you know, Rick Ross, you know, Lil Wayne is cool, you know, Kanye West, so people like that. But, like, far as being like someone, I really never really wanted to be like someone, but really, like, I just really respected what they brought to the game. I always kind of wanted to be my own person, you know, and show people that, you know, I can create my own lane. But those are the cats that really showed me, like, I respected their hard work and how what they brought to the music industry. So that's what I say, who I would, you know, influence-wise, that I would really, you know, kind of, they hard work, I would, you know, take after. That's what I would really say.
Yeah, I just say, man, yeah, I agree with Jeezy. I could see him, he's one of the first artists I could see for the New Year. That was crazy because he performed here on New Year's Day, and that dude performed for a whole hour straight. Almost 2 hours straight. I really want to say it's about 2 hours straight. Dude showed up, he did TR-101, TR-102. I'm like, God dang, mixtape tracks, dude was doing everything. So
yeah, I remember that, man. I remember that. That's the one he brought out Jay-Z, right?
Yes.
And a couple other dudes, I think he brought out a couple other dudes. Didn't he bring out Kanye too?
It was crazy, man. I was like, oh, my God, what the heck is going on?
definitely been, you know, really, you know, to see that, I really would have, you know, like, to been there. I know the energy was crazy. I already know the energy was crazy in the whole place, man.
Well, definitely. So, that being said, man, we're going to go to your tracks in a second, let people check it out or whatnot. I want you to explain to us first, man, on Friday night, man. There's no, I got to make this comment real quick.
Okay.
There's a lot of hot tracks coming up. As it was Friday. I guess Friday is the day of the week, man.
Hey, that's that. You put that on, man. Everybody, that's that payday. That's when you feel like you just let loose, because the week, no matter if you done had a bad week, a good week, when that Friday hit, you just like, oh, it's like a stress reliever, kind of almost like, oh, that Friday. So, like, with the Friday night, when I was with that one, man, I just felt like, you know, I had to give them something to, you know, relate to. That's the feel-good record part. You, whether you partying, whether you about to, you getting paid, whether you heading out, which, you know, you riding through, you know, wherever you riding. I just feel like I just, you know, me and the artists that, you know, E-Real and CPAP, I just feel like we had to deliver something that was a feel-good, something feel-good. So that's what, you know, with the Friday joint, that's what I had to hit them with, man. And that's, anybody can relate to that song because it's Friday. Everybody loves Friday.
Yeah, you know what? I definitely say because all the artists that sent in tracks is, like, I haven't been disappointed yet with people that sent in tracks about Friday in here, man. Like, it's been, I don't know, it's like, It's like some magical thing most of y'all put in, man. So definitely I'll let you all check it out for yourselves and see what we're talking about. This is my boy Hustle Boy featuring E-Real and CPAP. This is Friday night right here on Life at a Dust Live, and then we'll be right back with my boy Hustle Boy.
Yeah.
Check
it out.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
Hustle Boy.
CPAP.
Friday night, huh? And I'm feeling right. Pockets looking straight,
good.
Cornrow tight. We can do whatever, that's what I'm feeling like. I need to wear better, they gotta be cold as ice. Damn, this kush got me froze. 10 blunts burning and we rolling 10 low. Rolling so spiffy and I got the jiffy by the low. Fresh to death, I'm killing them with the wardrobe. And champagne's cool, but I prefer Patron. Or Hennessy when I'm in the club getting blow. Ladies love rose, so we make sure we keep their glasses overflow. And when they too far, girl, it's time to go home. Make a movie to the right Chris Brown song. Yeah, put the shade, get the mojo strong. Another Friday night, and the story goes on and on and on.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
Yeah, buddy. That was
hey,
my boy. Tussle Boys. It's Sunday night. That's why I leave the singing to the people that can sing. Oh, man. It was definitely, man. It's definitely, man. And I definitely like to think I had the sample in there from Montel Jordan.
Oh, yeah, you got to, man. Big ups to Montel, too, for that one, man. Got to.
Yes, most definitely, please. Yeah, man, that is how you be feeling Friday. I mean, that song is, like, compiled with all the things you think about Friday. Like, man, it's Mr. Party Joy, man. Heck, yeah. It's like that's the song you want. When you, as soon as you get off of work, you like, okay, it's 5 o'clock. Walking at the door. About 5:05, you in the car.
Throw that joint right on.
Do it.
It gets you right going, man. It gets
yes,
you going as soon as you turn it on, man.
You like, man, you start throwing some right, you start throwing your tie off all that. Oh, man.
But, yeah,
oh, most definitely, man.
Appreciate the love, too, man. Gotta let you know that, man.
Now, I mean, I can now. Today is Hot Mess. You hear on Hot Mess Day, which it never. It's always gonna be crazy here on Hot Mess Day. So, I definitely gotta ask you some opinions, some of today's stories, man. First off, man, I mean, did you get a chance to catch the Grammys last night?
Man, I heard about it, man. I really didn't catch it, man. But what I heard was real. It was a lot of craziness I heard about that, man. I will say that, man. I heard some craziness, man. But I know, you know, you about to ask me a couple questions, but before that, I do just got to big up on Chris Brown's performance, man. He did his thing on that, man. That was a good performance. That's what I will say. I did catch, you know, his performances was definitely good, man.
Man, I got to go with me too. We on him, you know, because he was. Apparently they were roasting him because he had no drawers on in his pants. I'm like, I don't really give a dog. I want to know what he was wearing out of there. But
yeah,
anyways, you know, I just want to go into, man, just like your whole thought process. You know, speaking of Chris Brown, I mean, like, just watching the transition of how they basically they battered this dude. It was like, oh, we're not going to let him perform. The whole Rihanna and him drama. And then he just found a way to just come back on top and continue where he left off at.
I mean, that's like you said, that just shows hard work, man. You know, he ain't let, even though, like you said, they tried to, you know, batter him down and they said this and that, he just continued to, you know, make good music and let the music speak for itself more than what his, you know, his personal life, because you really can't, you know, judge somebody. Like, everybody make mistakes, and you really can't just, you know, go off of what somebody done. You know, you kind of got to judge them by the music they make. So that's, you know, how I really, like, I didn't really feed into that whole drama neither, man, because I just felt like, you know, it was kind of senseless how they was trying to do him, man. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, let his music speak, man. I mean, getting all in his personal life, that was unnecessary. But, you know,
R. Kelly was peeing on people, and we got like 21 chapters of Trapped in the Closet that we all sat there and watched. After chapter after chapter.
Right. Like, he just, and you know, I just feel like whenever, you know, they try to bring down someone as, you know, at the peak of their music, you know, hey, if you're doing whatever you're doing, man, that's day life, man. Just let the music speak for itself, man. You know, just really, if they making good music, that's all really that should matter. Like, you know, getting all into someone's personal life. Don't, you know, but that's what the media feed off of. And, you know, they'll try to, you know, batter you and, you know, do a bunch of nonsense. But, you know, like I said, you see he back on top right now. R. Kelly, I can't say the same, but Chris Brown, you know, he definitely doing his thing.
But one thing I got to say about Chris Brown, one of the phases that drives me nuts about him is that Cisco hair. I mean, Cisco or Golden Lords, whatever you want to call it,
Right.
Every time I see him, I go, I'll get you a mini all mine. I just feel like every time I see him, that's the first thing that comes to head, man.
Yeah, I don't really know about all the blonde hair and all that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but like you said, that's whatever. If that's what they want to do, I don't, you know, I ain't doing it. You ain't going to see me with the blonde red hair.
Nah,
you ain't going to catch that from Hustle Boy doing that, man. That'll never be, I like mine is going to stay with it, that what I was born with. I'm not trying to be red hair and blonde hair and, man, it's, you know, that's that craziness, though. That's that Hollywood image, you know. People, they want that Hollywood image, so I ain't got, that's what they do. But Hustle Boy going to stick to the roots, you know. This is what God gave me, brown, regular brown hair, so this is what you're going to see. So all that other craziness, y'all ain't going to catch that from Hustle Boy.
All righty, so another big story I definitely got to chop up, man. And y'all know I was going to tell you, I was trying to hold it off, y'all didn't know I was going to hold it off. With Whitney Houston, I didn't even bring it up earlier, so I was trying to hold off on him. And that's why Whitney Houston just dying this weekend, man. That was pretty big,
yeah,
man.
R.I.P. to Whitney Houston, most definitely, man. She, such a, you know, nobody was even expecting that, you know. Like, it just was such a shock to everybody. And, like, it's so crazy, like, you know, how she, you know, the impact she had on, like, not even just black people, but everybody, you know. She had a major impact, and just to see somebody like that go, you know, it's definitely a tragedy, man. So definitely RIP to Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, yet again, we got another following star. You know,
yeah.
I mean, of course, I mean, as part of the story, you got to let us know about the other pieces of them, but because we got another following star, and one of the last things people are going to keep bringing up is her drug habit.
Yeah, man. It's,
I'm like, God, we gave it Michael Jackson first, y'all beating somebody.
Right, all the crazy
boys,
thing,
y'all still, I mean, y'all going to have to, allegations, y'all drive me nuts.
I mean, you know, that once again, that's the media, man. They going to try to do anything to, well, she had a drug problem and, you know, she was doing this and she was on that, man. But they don't also want to speak on the great music that she made, you know. I mean, like you said, that's once again getting into people's personal life. I mean, speak on the great, the impact she had on people, the lives she touched, as far as speaking on what she did in her personal life and her spare time. It's not, you know, hey, I mean, I'm not judging anybody and not saying that is, you know, whatever she did was cool, but I'm just saying, like you said, it's the music she created. She had beautiful music.
Right.
And her soul, like she was so soulful and so classical. Like, we had never, in my opinion, that's just my opinion, have another Whitney Houston. That's just my opinion. Now, I don't know what's out there, but I, you know, somebody like of her caliber, I really just think, like, you know, like our generation really, or not even our generation, but society nowadays would never see that again, and to have that taken away from us is very tragic, man.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I mean, as far as being part of the media, it's that we don't get enough balance. Like, some people, all they do is report bad stories, man, and they don't report the good, like, stuff of these people. You see what they're doing.
Exit.
No, I go in, like, for instance, I go on some Nicki Minaj. People know me, I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, but y'all know I'm gonna give y'all some good about it, and I'm gonna give y'all some bad about it.
Bad,
that's the
about
thing. I'm gonna mix it up. People, oh man, y'all just wanna go for the hot mess all the time. People doing some good things too, but just show them love.
Man, with Nicki Minaj, she, I don't know. Like I said, her music is she very, very talented. But, you know, like you say, sometimes she, you know, hey. she do Nicki Minaj, and whatever that is, hey, that's, keep making that music. But like you say, sometimes whatever she do, keep doing it. But I don't understand something, but hey, you know, whatever, paying the bills, do your thing. That's how I look at it.
I'm definitely now. As far as any, like, projects you got coming up, man, what do we need to look out for?
Well, actually, like, far as for me, we can look for the all-in compilation. The end is near, definitely coming soon. Also, later on in the year, you definitely could look for Hustling for Dummies Volume 2. But right now, man, everybody could go check out my first project, Never Crap Out, on That Piff. Also, they can go check out Hustling for Dummies on That Piff. You know, two of the hottest mixtapes out right now, guaranteed. But, you know, we just constantly working, man. And also, check out the Friday Night Banger. You know, we just working, man, constantly, you know, continuing to, you know, put product out and, you know, let people know All In is here. So, you know, that's all people got to really know, All In Entertainment, you know, to the world end. That's what the end for. So that's what they can expect on my behalf.
Definitely. Hey, that means, should we get, I guess that means we got another mixtape here, after mixtape of the week this week, then. Oh, yeah, mixtape. Oh, yeah, for those, just a reminder, because to remind y'all, every Wednesday, every other week, we have Mixtape of the Week battle that goes from Wednesday to Wednesday, and that's where we put three mixtapes head-to-head against each other, and we have people vote for their favorite mixtapes, download them, listen to them, whatever. And whoever wins, they always get the bragging rights for a whole week of being the Mixtape of the Week. And then had us up on the front page of the Best Spot. So that's how we do it.
What people need to most definitely put that Never Crap Out or that in that Hustling Dummies in the mix, because I'm guarantee you will not be disappointed if y'all go check that out. I guarantee it. And that's my word. You know, I know no bragging or anything like that, but it's definitely good material to put in that mix. And hey, like I said, I'm ready for the competition, you know. I respect what everybody doing, most definitely, and I respect every artist, especially independent artists. I respect what everybody doing, but, you know, hey, I never crap out. So that's my
man,
motto.
That's what I like about the battle, man. Like, y'all have a healthy competition. A lot of people like, they hating on the person.
No.
Like, it's so fun doing the Mixtapes of the Week battles, man, because y'all be going in, and I'll watch, because it'll be like somebody's like super ahead, and all of a sudden somebody just comes out of nowhere, like the Roadrunner out of nowhere. I'm sitting like, God dang, where the hell you come from?
y'all people be on the lookout, man.
I'm just feeling like this one of your mixtapes will be on the Mixtape of the Week battle this week, so be on the lookout for that.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
All right, so y'all heard it here first on the live on the air that it's going to be on there. Okay, so as far as, like, let everyone know how they can check you out, man, like Twitter, Facebook, what's all that? Give us all the math.
Well, y'all can most definitely check me out on Twitter, at BHustleBoy. Follow me. You can check me out on Facebook. Check out the fan page. Type in HustleBoy. You know, I'm the strong money bag. That's what I represent. Strong. I'm, you know, hey, that's how I'm feeling. You know, I'm strong in this. You can check me out on ReverbNation/HustleBoy. It's spelled HUSSLEBOY. Check me out on AllInEntertainment.com. Just, you know, scroll through. You could actually AllInEntertainment.com/HustleBoy. You can find me on there. You can Google BHustleBoy. HustleBoy. You can go on YouTube/BHustleBoy. Just, man, I'm all over the web, man. So it's not hard to find me. You know, come holler at me. I'm willing to answer all questions. Come check out the music. Get a little bit better feel on what I do and who I am, man. Just show, hey, I'm in this for the win. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, bro. But, man, I appreciate you coming through the show, man, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, most
definitely. And I got to definitely say big ups to my boy from All In, my boy, Mr. Jeter.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Big up to the CEO, Mr. Jeter, man. All In 2556, All In Entertainment, to the world in. Get ready, man. Big ups, especially big ups to you, Seti, man. I got to, you know, got a big ups to you, man, you know, actually having me on your show. I know you thanking me for coming, but actually having me on your show and the exposure you getting to me, man. So I just want to big us to you, man.
Well, definitely. But, you know, man, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I thank everyone that comes to the show because, man, at the end of the day, y'all the reason why y'all keeping the whole vision of what this whole show was put out there for in the first place alive. And that's, I'm big enough independent artists, you know, or heck, I don't even call you just independent artists. I call you upcoming stars because I think much further than just y'all just on an independent type tip. Thinking that y'all independent artists that are just making y'all way up in the ring. So, you know, I appreciate each and last one of y'all for coming through here.
Hey, most definitely big ups to all the independent artists once again doing their thing, man. You know, hey, like you say, we upcoming stars, especially if you're shooting for them. So, hey, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing too, man.
Most definitely, y'all.
Can I say one more thing?
I'm not going to cut you off, man.
I got to make sure you tell everybody to follow the label, All In 2556. We on Twitter. Y'all can definitely Google All In Entertainment, LLC. We on Facebook, All In Entertainment. So just get familiar with the label as well, man, because we got a strong forefront that's really about to shock the game and seeing what we really got going. So I just definitely had to throw that in, too.
Well, definitely, man. And I say shout out to them, too, because, I mean, like I said, like with like him, he's another one of those people. I got to say big ups to him because, you know, he has another company, too. Y'all got to check it out. If you don't know about PrintMogul.com,
PrintMogul.
Hey, I appreciate out there. PrintMogul.com. If you don't go there, and, I mean, all the artists, you especially independent artists, and you really trying to get some printing done, trust me, go there. They're going to take care of you. They're not going to talk to your arm and leg. They put themselves out there to help out the independent artists. So, you know, you're trying to find the right. You ain't trying to spend too much money, but you're trying to get quality stuff done. Go hit them up. Trust me, I got some flyers from them right now that I'm still like looking at. Like, damn, okay, man, they did this, man.
Hey, that's big up. So, hey, we appreciate that too, man. Hey, that's why Print Mogul get the best print prices. Definitely check it out and thank you for coming and shopping with us, man. Hey, got a big ups to you.
I most definitely. It's not over yet, man. I got plenty more to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to come back. I've been, man, get y'all using over here, man. I've been throwing out there, so it's definitely going down, man. All right, so as we get later in the show, we're about to have. We're going to have a Trevor Moore Twister, and this is, he got a tribute to Whitney Houston. We're going to drop that in a few. But I want to drop this one track on board, Flow Sick. And then, man, it's called Rainy Night in Georgia. Man, you got to check it out. No better song to put for Black History Month than one of these songs here. He's, like, really doing it up. And, heck, it just reminds me a lot of the BS that we had to go through to get to where we are today. So, here we go, man. Shout out to board, Flow Sick. Here we go, this is Rainy Night, Georgia. And then we'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J.
Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia.
Yeah. It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back, sting from all that water. White man raping great grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people was slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs. And spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit. And was hung from a tree for everything they did for 100 years. And racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck? Put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip. I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit. That my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past, destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
The storm's approaching. Man on his knees, he can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we passed the stand in the back of the bus. It sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. As long as you run around here bragging about your mob in this so-called American democracy, then you'll always be looked down upon as a chump.
But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
All right, we're back in the building. Back in the building. That was Rain Night.
Rainy Night, Georgia.
But my boy, I'm Flow Sick. And shout out to my boy, Hustle Boy, for coming to the show. Like, that dude is a really good dude. I can obviously read it straight from through the airway. This is how a person is. Excuse me, y'all. Read it how a person is or whatnot. And that dude, you know, I can just tell. I can feel real right off of him. So definitely, I got to say, y'all support him. Dude's really trying to do some really big things. And, hey, guys, that's how people I support all day, every day. Now, I got some more hot mess for today. Hot news and hot mess. This is hot news, actually. Hot mess, depending on how you look at it. Now, finally, Common and Drake's feud is over. Oh, man. Prior to the Grammys, apparently, Common and Drake decided to, just stop it. Oh, man. I'm just so glad y'all really have just got through it. And just stop the craziness, man, because really, like, a lot of times we spend, it's kind of weird sometimes, like, we spend more time crashing each other down than versus making music. So, I mean, a lot of times in hip-hop we're known for the battles and whatnot, but dang, not the extra hating when it comes to your careers, man. You doing the big, and you see another person doing the big, and you still doing it, like, and it's not stopping your hustle. And don't trip about it. Like, I can see he was like, man, nobody really supported me. They support this. Man, whatever. He's doing different type of music. And we all used to it by now. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I don't always like to be in the game. But, you know, at the end of the day, as long as all different spectrums are represented, then I'm not going to trip too much. People can do different styles. That's cool. Because different tastes are different people. That's how it goes in. So I just have to say thank guys for coming. And Drake for letting go, because it's starting to get my freaking nerves, like, real talk. Now, I got to give y'all some more stuff. And by the way, this stuff's coming from internationalhiphop.com. And big ups to them. They are one of our biggest affiliates on here. Definitely always showing love to us. especially with the Global Tech Mixtape Series out in Def Jam and Elevated Solutions Entertainment putting it down. So definitely check it out. All right, so let's see what else we got. Apparently, Diddy. Oh, man. Bless you, brother. This morning, he apparently was hospitalized after being reported to having an extreme migraine. So after he hosted a post-Grammy party at the Playboy Mansion, before returning to his house, he was complaining about a severe headache. And then, according to TMZ, Diddy was driven to the hospital after becoming concerned about the severity of the migraine. He has since returned home and is currently recovering. So just, and they said apparently, oh man, they said apparently the headache had nothing to do with what was going on at the Playboy Mansion. So I gotta say, man, just big up, man. Just stay safe, man. Hopefully, it had nothing to do with too much Ciroc. Because if it's too much Ciroc, I might have to be careful about drinking Ciroc, so I ain't on that level. So just big up to you, man. Glad you're safe, bro. All right, so another big thing to Gary go to, Young Dago, man. I got to say, this is one of the new artists over here in National Hip Hop and Global Tape Mixtape Series. Gary, come up. This dude was born in 1994 in Italy, and just doing the big. He's one of the new people on there, Young Dago. And just definitely got to show him some love, man. You know, that's one thing I got to say about this whole project, man, is work. Being alongside of it, like just be able to sit here and watch people who aren't just from one country or one type of approach on hip hop is great. Like, that's the whole deal. And that's what I'm talking about, the whole Common and Drake beef. I mean, at the end of the day, people got different approaches they're going to go with hip hop. Just support the one that you're trying to support. It's that simple. I'm going to beef it on the ground thing. All right. Another thing, oh man, aspiring rapper Rod Diggs from Brooklyn has been charged with 3 murders. Oh man, what's going on with that? So apparently, this is what y'all get. Y'all so freaking stupid. Like, y'all get any social networks and you start getting your e-balls up, and that's when y'all get yourself in trouble. Apparently, he was bragging about some of the freaking stuff on freaking Twitter or whatnot, so. Of course, you know us. You know, when they look at Twitter, they're like, okay, so now you're telling on yourself now. All right, let's go ahead and look into this some more. So, oh, man. Brother, I really feel so sorry for you right now, because, I mean, y'all got to stop it. Like, the Twitter, like, a lot of y'all incriminating yourselves, man. Like, that's the bad thing. It's like, I'm always up for standing for rights of people that didn't do anything wrong, or if they did do something wrong, heck, they bounce back from it and just do the right thing, man, and come out swinging, doing better stuff, or, you know, not necessarily running around being, at least if they did something, they're not running around being dumb and popping off the mouth. This dude, oh my God, that's understanding. Why do y'all go to Twitter and Facebook and do this stuff? Y'all know, especially when you're starting to rise up in the ranks, people are going to start watching y'all a lot closer now. So I suggest you stop doing that. Like, that's really dumb. Oh, man. Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's crazy. Snitching yourself. I mean, that's brand new to me. I ain't never heard of that. Snitching yourself on yourself. That's crazy talk. Also, on that, you go check out internationalhiphop.com, which apparently now over here in Central Standard Time, that is officially Valentine's Day. Oh, Too Short. As a player's guide for all Valentine's Day, you have to check it out and see for yourself. See what he's got. Say he's got some really crazy stuff going on. Is he rocking that Langston University shirt? A lot of big things going on. Too Short. Check him out. See what's going on with that. All right, that's everything for internationalhiphop.com. I'll be bringing my boy Scott on in a few. I'm getting word for him on the street, so I'm going to check in with him now. So hang on there, y'all. I'm going to quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with the Scott's Elevated Scott Report. So hold on, we'll be right back.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shade. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Seti J on Life After Dusk and The Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
All right, let's check in on him.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, Elevated Scott? What's good?
What's going down, man? What is really good in the world and life after dusk?
Man, nothing much, man. We were chopping a lot, man. We just came for internationalhiphop.com, sharing some of the new stuff y'all got over there, man. Big up to y'all. I mean, I got somebody from Italy over there now, man.
Yeah, man, we got a new artist today. He actually signed up from Italy. He's out in Colorado right now working on some projects, so we just got him on board today. Just steadily moving, man. We're, you know, penetrating all corners of the world.
Man, tell me to send some real pizza, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Just trying to get this volume 4 and volume 5 out right now. We're just pushing everything right now. The files have, we had some issues with volume 4. The files got a little corrupted, so. Just having, hello?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, man, just having some issues with, some of the files on volume 4. So just fixing everything out now. Volume 4 will be out before the week's over. You know, we got tracks with Cameron, Young Buck, Mano, Gucci Man, Donnell Jones. You know, coming on that one, and volume 5 will be out later this month, man. Just trying to play catch up a little bit. You know, we had to do some regime changes over the past few months, so just playing a little catch up right now, and just staying focused. You know how it is, man. Another day in the grind, man. Out here in Midtown, New York City, right now, standing outside of the Empire State Building.
Oh man, is King Kong over there, man?
I don't see King Kong at the moment, but he may be on the other side of the building.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. How's the, I got to ask one of the common questions to ask. How's the weather up there? Because it just snowed here yesterday.
Man, I just bought some fresh hat and some fresh gloves, man. I was so excited to get to wear my winter gear, and it's not even that cold outside tonight, man. It's, the weather is beautiful. It's, it's a little brisk, but it's tolerable, It's New York in February, man. It's not Cali, but we'll be back there real soon.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Let's see, is there anything else we got for off? Oh yeah, as far as on the projects and stuff that's going on for you too, man. What you got coming up for the rest of the week, man? Let us know what to look out for.
Oh man, the rest of the week we're just, steadily pushing these sponsors for April 3rd. We're having a huge launch party. We're dropping mixtapeseries.com. And relaunching internationalhiphop.com. So, just staying focused, man, trying to get these sponsors on board. We're going to be giving out, some of the hottest gifts to everybody who comes in attendance. All the labels, bloggers, photographers, everybody's in the building on April 3rd is going to get some of the hottest new products on the market from, some of the sponsors. I mean, I've spoken to 50 Cent's new headline, SMS. They've shown some interest. Just trying to lock everybody down right now, man. Just trying to make this thing do what it do, man. We're, it's a global attack.
No, definitely, man. I got to definitely say, one more thing I wanted to put out there, too. Like, I checked out your, which I didn't talk to them about last week, was you did the Red Tails exclusive interview, man. That was definitely some good footage, man.
Yeah, damn, definitely. Shout out to Uncut Raw TV, my dude Marcus Park, man. That's like my little brother from another mother, man. He's doing his thing, man. The kid's putting in work for years now. Since he's been 4 years old, he's been in the entertainment business, and he finally got, I wouldn't say his big break, but this is a part of American history with being involved in the movie Red Tails, and I was fortunate enough to go on the red carpet with him and see a sneak peek of the movie before everybody else got to see it. So I'm not sure if everybody listening got a chance to see it, but definitely go check out Red Tails. Shout out to my dude Black Jesus, better known as Marcus Paul to some of us, but definitely check that out, man. Red Tails, man, George Lucas movie, it's crazy. Neo, Tristan Wilds, You know, he's a crazy cat. It's like Black Hollywood A-list.
And, man, and most definitely, man. And I got to say, you know, that's why I said I got to give you some love on that because, I mean, this dude, I mean, he's doing stuff for hip-hop, but he's also taking a very great interest in making sure he's a part of he's helping history, too. So you got to pick you up for that, man. Like, that's much love. No better way to start coming to Black History Month than having one of our great affiliates just show love to Black history.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, well, with me being a white guy in hip-hop, and, you know, I'm very familiar with where the roots of hip-hop started here in New York City with, you know, in the Bronx with Kool Herc and the Herculoids and some of the other pioneers of, you know, this thing we call hip-hop. And, you know, it's just a pleasure, and, it's, you know, it's a great opportunity to be able to do what I do and, you know, be a part of history, man. I'm writing my pages in the history books as we speak, man. You know, I'm actually on April 3rd also. We're going to be honoring a legendary DJ, Ron G, you know, the Mixtape King, the youngest in charge. We're going to be giving him International Hip Hop Lifetime Achievement Award for his, you know, with paving the way for a mixtape game as we know it today.
Oh, definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you for giving us a little bit of time to us, the elevator report, man.
Doubt, man. Definitely check out Volume 4, man. It's going to be out this weekend at the latest, hopefully sometime this week. I'm going to be sending everything to all the retailers here within the next 24 hours, so definitely check out Volume 4, man. Like I said, we got Cam'ron, Young Buck, Gucci Man, Donnell Jones, and, you know, 24 of the hottest hip-hop artists from around the world.
All right, man. I appreciate you for giving us your time, bro.
No doubt. It's your boy, Elevated Scott, internationalhiphop.com, Global Attack, mixtapes. Don't know me, ask your favorite rapper about me. He already knows what it is, man. We out here.
I love it. You said ask your favorite rapper about him. All right, y'all. He out. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to another song, right? That was the Elevated Report on More Elevated Scott. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to, it is Valentine's Day, getting ready for, we're going to play track by Whitney Houston, the Whitney Houston tribute, Trevor Boy Twister. This is Turquoise Jeeps. Let me smell it. What better song to play for Valentine's? Right here on Life at the Dust Live for your boy, Sonny J. Let's go.
Young Hummer. Hummer Boo at the crib just chillin', trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy, having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that that ain't true, but if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just gonna bang it, I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna sling it.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me sling it, girl.
Crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion. Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cush contusion. I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious, don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry. The locals got you dry, well let me be your tourist. And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest. So let's get it poppin', tell me can you hang? Then let me sing it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me sing it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart bang.
Fixation, smacking them jaws is my life's aspiration. F dot boss love lady.
Back on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J. That was Turquoise G. So let me smang it, girl. Smush it in, bang it. God, let me smang it. All right, we get to this next track here, man. Definitely got to take the time out, you know, to show some love to my girl, Winnie Houston. You know, she just recently died this weekend. And definitely, I know all people make all the crack jokes. Like, I've been silly, make crack jokes. Hey, it's part of life. We all silly, we go in. That's where it's a comedy. We don't hold back. But at the end of the day, we still show love to people. Just still show love to people, man. And I definitely got to say big ups to you, Whitney. You know, you definitely put some very hot music out. And, you know, your voice is just so great, man. Like, for instance, you've done a lot of key elements. And definitely got to say big ups for that. Preacher's Wife, the Prince of Egypt. Heck, you did. Bodyguard. Not only was she do good movies, but she also played some good roles. Hey, Waiting There to Hell. You had your roles on, you know, having that role there, you know. Yeah, every woman running around here acting crazy. So big ups to you just having that power, man. It just shows us how you touch people in different types of ways. And although, you know, a lot of people, we all go in on you about the whole crack stuff or whatnot. At the end of the day, I'm personal. I still love your music, and at the end of the day, still wish the best for your family, and just want them to get through it, and hey, as much blessing to you. Twisted, shout out to you, man, for this track. This is all Twisted's track, but you can actually find it. Go on midnationalhiphop.com, and y'all can actually see the track on there. This is Twisted's Whitney Houston tribute.
Rest in peace to the late great Whitney Houston. We just lost one of heaven's babes. It's a shame. Twister, y'all.
Your way, so
still so young.
But I know.
I can't see.
I don't think of you.
Somebody told me Whitney Houston died. Can't believe to tell you how quickly tears went through my eyes. She was getting better, now it's really just blew aside. I still ain't got over Don Cornelius' suicide. So where do I start it? Well, dearly departed, one of heaven's angels for sure, who was really an artist. Loving the way that my mama would say she could sing in the way it was magical. Ain't nobody like you, nobody before you and nobody after you. Can never come near it, not here in the flesh, but you with us in spirit. So sad to hear it, I'm choking up while I come up with these lyrics. And though she blessed the earth in this time to let heaven prosper, I still wish somebody was there to protect her. Kevin Costner, who? Clive Davis, who? Bobby Brown. Her mama and her daughter, Whitney, is where God be now. Such a short time, don't want her to be this way. But if she was here, then she would probably say,
if I should say, I would only.
If you want to say rest in peace to Whitney Houston, I had tracks to leave 16 bars open on this song, so that you could do so with me. So get your verses ready, hop on a track with me, and pay a tribute to the late great Whitney Houston. Come on.
you for that track, Twista, man. That was, I'm a tribute to Whitney Houston, the Big Apple story, man. Like I said, she's done a lot of big, great things, man. You know, like I said, we got to let it go. Show respect to them, man. And a lot of times we all wait after they're gone to start really acknowledging them. And it's getting, you know, it's good to show respect, but sometimes, man, let's embrace these people before they leave this earth, man. Like, let's leave a positive image before they leave, man. That's how I just personally feel. So, because see, it's kind of like how I felt with Michael Jackson, man. I felt like that dude was not done right before he left. I just felt like I always told you about Michael. Like, one of the things I wanted to do before he left was, you know, show the world that he was a good dude. Like, despite all the media craze or whatnot, at the end of the day, they're still a good dude. And we love his music, and we're definitely just going to miss him. So, big up to you, Whitney. Big up to your family. And, heck, we love you here at Life After Death Live. All right. So, what we're going to do, we're going to go to some more music. Man, we got some more high exclusive stuff. This is about my boy, Callio. And this track right here, shout out to my boy, Let Some Big Dream Hustle Hard. This is one of his tracks here. This is Thank You, California, and we'll follow going forward. Thank You, California. Let's see where I'm going to move forward. Thank You, California. We're going to follow that with Red Shades, Real Definition of Life. There we go. All right, we'll be right back on Life of the Dozen Live after these tracks.
I said, hey, oh, damn it, feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Hey, oh, damn it, feel good when she on. The West Side girl, give me West Side love, thank California. Seen a lot of faces and places that made me wanna pack up all the suitcases and make a move and rock with something new. Have a good time in the loo, cause she can act a fool. When I hit up NYC, she like to roll around with me. So later we roll in the sheets. I swear I never sleep. When I'm down in H-Town, slow it down when she moves. She subtle when I hit it, that chopping screws. But when I'm all alone, all I think about is home. She been there from the start, and I know she never wrong. I keep her in my heart whenever I'm away. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see her face. I say, hey, oh, damn it, feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Keep it real with her, and that's the only rule. But when I see that T-Dot, love to make her knees lock. I take it down pronto, beat it up, bongo, let's go on to the next. I'm chilling with my South Beach, bring her talents to the bedroom. Yeah, she got that ATL, be riding like a stallion in the races. I just found out that her and New Orleans might be related. Oh, when I'm all alone, all I think about is home. She been there from the start, and I know she never wrong. I keep her in my heart whenever I'm away. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see your face. I say, hey, oh, damn it, feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. I say, hey, oh, damn it, feel good when she on. The West Side girl, give me West Side love, thank California. And I'ma love you forever. You always bring the sunny days, we don't need an umbrella. Hold me down when I'm gone, ringtones on my phone. I know Cali got that good, so she keep me blown. You've been right here for the long run. For you, I'll dodge it, baby, you the home run. Don't ever listen to what they say, though. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see your face. I said, hey, oh, damn it, feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. I said, hey, oh, damn it, feel good when she on. The West Side girl, give me a West.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Y'all, welcome back. Before we get some more news, we got another on track. My boy Hustle Boy was on the show today. This is I Stay Working. Here we go. I Stay Working. Let's go.
Yeah. Around here, you know we working. 24/7 non-stop. What you think the name Hustle Boy came from? Yeah, yeah.
I stay working, I stay working, I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working.
I'm working this.
Kill the game.
Game.
Bring the hearses quick.
Work.
I'm working this.
Work.
I stay working this.
Work.
How
and found my niche. Now I'm about to merch. Let me introduce.
Work.
Was about to reach the surface.
Work.
I am hustle
boy.
And music's my purpose.
Yeah.
I'm reassuring. My presence is disturbing.
Yeah.
Raising hell on these beats. You smell that fire burning.
Smell it.
Open like curtains. They see it. Shot it.
Do.
I be steady working.
Working.
I ain't got time for hiring.
Ah.
I'm going off.
Oh.
Like alarm sirens.
Yeah.
Killing the game. But I ain't promoting no violence. I need money piling. Up to my neck,
damn.
Feed my whole family with one check.
Just one.
I'm about to shut it down.
Now.
Make some people upset. Emulate my style, that's how foul. Catch packs. Then seen a few thou. Millions is up next.
Uh-huh.
Put my on. Major power steps.
Yeah.
You see, I cut out all that nonsense. Now I see the money like dollars. It's tatted on my conscience.
Work.
I stay working.
I stay working.
I stay working.
I stay working.
I stay working. I'm working there.
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working. I'm working this,
work.
I'm working this,
work.
I'm working this,
work.
About to kill the game,
game.
Bring the Hershey's quiz,
work.
I'm working this,
work.
I stay working this,
work.
I didn't find my niche, now I'm about to merc.
Work.
A young entrepreneur, my money comes in galore.
Oh,
living like bored, I'm constantly getting more. I remember when I had them things under the floor.
Yeah.
My brother running back and forth, money at the door. I had them green vegetables, mini market boys. I had them circles too, but not no Target boys. I'm talking loudish, nicknamed it Carcass Boy.
Yeah.
But now I smoke these rappers, they hard I destroy.
Yeah.
The way I'm working this, I need to employ.
Work.
Fire these fake ass rappers, meet the real McCoy.
Work.
I'm all about my paper, like a tabloid. It's smoke that keep me higher than an asteroid. I'm from Detroit, D-Town raised. Home of our sign, Chevys and Cartiers.
Yeah.
The whole city bossed up, R.I.P. the Blade.
Money.
To the day I die, I'ma rep the Great Lakes.
Work.
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working. I'm working there.
Work.
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working,
I stay working. I'm working there.
Work.
I'm working there.
Work.
I'm working there.
Work.
About to kill the game.
Game.
Bring the Hershey's quiz.
Work.
I'm working there.
Work.
I stay working there.
Work.
I didn't find my niche. Now I'm about to merc.
Work.
Work. I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
Work.
I stay working.
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 Yeah.
All right, but back on Life at Dusk Live, man. We got some crazy stories for y'all today, man. Oh, my God. What the heck? All right, so I'm going to go to the first story. This set of stories here will be coming from www.clumsycricks.com, which you can find a lot of stupid foolishness that goes on. It's everywhere. All right, so first crazy story, big story for today is apparently a janitor decided it was a great idea that when he found an iPad in the bathroom of a cafe that he works at, he hid it into his pants and stole it. Whoa, okay. Apparently, our 38-year-old Mike Madonna has been on duty in the East Village on Friday morning when he knocked on the door of the Cafe Cortadito on East on 3rd Street and asked to use the bathroom. A police source told New York Daily News. And let's get into some more, because this is, like, interesting. Like, I'm thinking, I'm marinating my head. Of course, the iPad can't fit into a pocket. But I'm just trying to put it all into the perspective of how he just decided to try to get away with this. Wow. Okay, so let's go into some more. So the cafe owner realized the iPad was missing, and she confronted him about it. And apparently, he was caught on the street nearby when she was charged with a petty larceny. So, oh man, bro, I feel sorry for you. Like, dang, I guess I mean for me, y'all know how I am. I'm an Apple hater all day, every day. I'm a hater on Apple. So the end of the day, I just don't see what the big deal is. I mean, they really got y'all acting the fool like this. Y'all really got to do that much to get a freaking Apple device. Not really all that worth to me, so it's whatever. Y'all know me. I talk trash about Apple all day. That's it. All right, so let's go ahead and go through some more. I mean, go to our Nickel Curdy store on Cozy Cruises. These idiots always got more and more as they go on. You know what the year? That's when you think that at them, they got more stupid stuff they got going on. So apparently, a driver is arrested on drug charges after cops see him using heroin at the red light. Ooh, that was not a good look, bro. That story speaks for itself. But anyway, you go into it. Our police arrested a 50-year-old man, Mr. Lawmill, Thursday afternoon on Main Street after he was spotted by Mark Cruiser, who stopped at a light on Main Street, spotted the driver in the car next to him, snorting heroin, and then the rest is news for me. So, wow. He's now being charged with a possession of a Class A substance. So, bro, that's pretty dumb. What an idiot. I don't understand. Like, dang it. Like, you couldn't wait to get home, dog? Yeah, y'all just doing the most, man. He's just doing the most. Wow, okay. Right. You're going to... Another crazy story. A man apparently breaks into a South Bend home and vacuums and folds laundry. Okay. All right, we're going to go to some more. This is, like, really confusing. So, apparently, he's coming home to a clean house and the laundry is folded and dinner is made. And it's a dream come true for mostly, but apparently South Bend woman was shocked and unwelcome invasion of her home. Apparently, Ann and Mary came home on Monday night around 11:30 and found a strange man in her apartment. And she thought she was being robbed, but instead, the man had cooked some chicken and onions in a pot and folded her clothes and swept the floor. All right. All right, this is an awkward moment because here we go. We're going to get to some more. Why the heck was this a big problem? If this wasn't, he wasn't trying to rape you, he wasn't doing... I mean, he brought to your house, and it is kind of scary. He was a random dude. But, wow. Let's find out some more on this. This is just really going to make no goddamn sense to me. Keep it coming in. Keep breaking your house to clean up, man. And he stole nothing. That was some really random stuff, man. I'm not understanding it. Wow. Okay. So... Yeah, who's making her dinner and whatnot and clean the floors? He said, and she said, she apparently drank up her orange juice and swept her floors and folded the clothes. But she apparently she had a sense of humor about what happened as well. But the stranger broke in, her son somewhat scared and nervous. They did not sleep in the apartment for 2 days and think about moving to a different complex. Wow. Okay, so apparently he did admit to cooking and cleaning the floor. I'm really just not understanding. I'm not understanding. Y'all know why dude got out on a $5,000 bond. I mean, I hope it wasn't no more than that, because, I mean, dude, at least cleaned your freaking house. I mean, the guys were being charged for not wanting the house to look a certain way. I guess that's what we're getting charged for. I'm like, whatever, I'm done. I'm done to come to Christmas Day. I mean, that was it for me. He was breaking the houses and cleaning up. That's too much of me. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to some more music. That's what we're going to close out here in a bit. So back-to-back tracks for going to... What am I saying? I'm like... Let's go into Alante's Anchors versus Propellers, followed by Ricochet's Made Man. There we go. So let's go.
I usually take that to the face as I try to cover the stains in my life of yesterday. I can't outrun my past, so we jogging every day. And I try to get ahead when the devil takes a break, but he must be clocking double shifts, hanging out with the friends I'm with. Hey, talk to chill, dude, come on, man, all of it, or at least swallow it. Mind in the hollow pit, won't remember none of this, cause in the morning I'll be sober and more than likely hungover. And I'm not trying to deal with you everyday jokers, lazy ass owners with no dreams, looking for more green. Probably what's supposed to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's supposed to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's supposed to drop, but I'm on my own team. The world. All I wanted was to fit in and find a special girl. Benefit up on my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be. Sometimes I feel like it's just me and you, and the truth. Nothing in between us, so we always felt like winners do. Don't mind the haters, they might sub-zero finish you. Drop you up in pieces and serve you up to the fishes, dude. It ain't about the dough, it's all about who has control in a supernatural world. Just look out for them demons, though. So when you feeling down or tip me up, I got you broken. Fake niggas you hit with, have your ass in the ground. Quit, and your whole life, they swallowed it. All because you didn't have the proper steps to follow in. You should really take the advice from this Chicago win, cause I've been through a lot on my journey to the top, till I'm home again. Yeah, I told my mama I wouldn't give in to the pressures of the world. All I wanted was to fit in and find that special girl. But instead I found my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be.
Leg up. Tell them amen, nigga. Great Bambino. Scarface in your city, I ain't talking Al Pacino. And open them Doritos. Yeah, I like chips, but the ones I'm fucking with coming fresh out of casinos. Niggas love my verses, rewinding it like a TiVo. Downloaded in they Evo, which boosts up as the ego. A West Coast baby, I was born in the 80s. Stack a couple dollars, you can clone the Mercedes on my Superman shit. Your bitch is on the kryptonite. Yeah, you love that girl, but she'll be sliding on my dick tonight. And don't be mad at her, cause me and her decided it was bang, bang, boogie. Soon as me and her collided, I'm a boss, motherfucker. It's Gucci, this and Louis, that Uzi, this and Uzi, that. All I know is stacking racks. Charlie Sheen attitude, I don't need your gratitude. Learjet flying, boy, you can't see my altitude.
I'm about money, nothing but some dollar bills. Niggas fake, but I just know to keep it real. Yeah, you know a nigga gamble, but you never see me take a loss there. I mean, now you're looking at a bounce, my nigga. I rap money.
I'm out the dollar bill.
I rap money.
I'm out the dollar bill.
I rap money.
I'm out the dollar bill. That money. You know I gotta get to it. I rap money.
Man, nigga, the great John Gotti. If the
feds come knocking, better flush her down the potty. The hoe come knocking, better open up the door. And if she not a square bitch, you better open up the hoe. Tell them green up, mafia. Yeah, I know you heard of that. Spitting Dragon Ball flames, burning down your thermostat. My wallet on precious, diamonds in my necklace. And them hoes can't roll unless ass in them dresses. And yes, it's the best is driving like cold trickle, chasing a cold nickel. His wrist is a cold sickle. The problems, man, Kerr, it might be a cold pickle. The niggas won't talk, I'm pulling the cold pistol. Fucking with all these lanes, I ain't fucking with all these games. You niggas ain't getting money, so fuck it, we ain't the same. You haters is the blame, so you haters keep belling. I'm hanging out the window when I tell them, yelling. I'm on money, nothing but them dollar bills. Niggas fake, but I just know to keep it real. Yeah, you know a nigga gamble, but you never see me take a loss there. And now you're looking at a boss, my nigga. I rap money.
I'm up the dollar bills.
I rap money.
I'm up the dollar bills.
I rap money.
I'm up the dollar bills. That money.
You know I gotta get to it. I rap money.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Man, you know, we're come to a close in the show, man. One of the first shows being back in the late night. Being in the late night for a long time, too. Like that, man, it's definitely just great to be back the late night. And it brings out more music, more interview, more news, everything, man. Just being bring out longer shows, bringing that love back to y'all, man. Y'all been just been hanging there with us for the movement, so we just got to give it back the way y'all been supporting us, man. So just big ups to y'all. We'll let y'all know tomorrow, as in, well, actually today, depending on where you at, Tuesday, Valentine's Day, we got TP3 Radio coming through, so definitely check it out. That every Tuesday, they'll be holding out the show, and they'll be doing that. They'll be on, the show be on an hour early than what my show is on Mondays and Wednesdays. So just to let you know, the show schedule, that's how it goes every week. Check out the show on Monday and Wednesday at exactly 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Thursdays, you can check out the show on me at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then with TP3 Radio, y'all can check them out at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday and Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday and Tuesdays. You can catch TP3 Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, that's it for the show for today, man. Yeah, check it out. Check out the rest of the shows the rest of the week. You miss any parts of the shows, check us out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ or dustspot.com or also on iTunes. Type in Life It Does Live. You can check it out there. Definitely appreciate y'all reminding y'all on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to that episode of Life at Us Live. Your boy, City J, and the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.